Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Coming up, Seattle, because Seattle is going to have a gay pride-themed soccer match as part of the big FIFA championship in North America. Because of the blind draw of teams, guess which teams will be playing the gay pride match? It's as funny as it could possibly be.
Oh, wow. Okay, I look forward to that.
Also, my favorite story of the day, a scientist has ranked dozens and dozens of mammals on monogamy. Where do human beings rank in the list of mammals?
Wow, okay.
Yes. Slutty, slutty chimps. Stay tuned.
Donald Trump's going to sign an executive order at the end of the week, this week, so in the next couple of days about AI I want to tell you about. But first, I was scrolling Instagram last night in bed when I should have been trying to get to sleep, but I couldn't get to sleep because of this dang cough. I keep coughing myself awake.
I wondered why you texted me at the hour you did.
Well, no, I got medicine. I keep coughing. Anywho, and I'm also, I should be reading, but I'm at the most difficult chapter in Ulysses as I continue to try to read this book. It's where most people stop if they ever make it that far. It is so freaking hard. And it's an hour and a half read, according to my Kindle. So that's a long chapter.
A chapter? Oh, yeah. Can you describe why it's so hard?
Yes. I can.
Okay.
So the scene, and I only know this because I went to, like, a crib notes tutor. I wouldn't have figured this out from the content. They're at a hospital where a woman is in labor and going to have a baby. So the chapter both mimics the 9 months of a pregnancy, including the birth, while demonstrating the evolution of the English language starting at the very beginning of the written word till now.
What the hell? The language of the chapter is progressing in a way analogous to a pregnancy progressing.
Right.
Good Lord.
And it's impossible to have any idea what's going on. Anyway.
Whatever happened to Boy Meets Girl?
Huh? So I didn't feel like reading that last night, and I was scrolling through, and I came across this comedian, and I want her to get all the credit because this is so funny. Should just play the clip. Elena Hershey is her name. She's making the point, and I've never heard anybody say this before, about how she has no respect for pro bowlers because she, like most people, goes bowling like once a year, and even then, being no good at it, going once a year, not paying attention, she usually rolls a strike at some point, which is the best thing you can do in bowling.
Right.
There's no other sport where, like, once a year you can go out and accidentally, half drunk, not paying attention, do the best thing you can do in that sport. You don't once a year go to an ice skating rink, as she said, and land a triple Lutz.
Right.
Just randomly. Right.
have a beer, step into the batting cage, and just rip a 100-mile-per-hour fastball into left
right.
center. Yeah, no,
right.
that's not happening.
No other sport like that. Yeah. You know, I thought that was pretty funny. Back to reality. So, this is from the Wall Street Journal today. Somehow I missed this Truth Social from early in the week. Donald Trump, just a couple of weeks ago, the guy that runs NVIDIA, that always wears the cool Tom Ford leather jacket, it's the most valuable company in the world, I think, he told Donald Trump that this patchwork of AI laws across the country, every, you know, 50 states with a gazillion different kind of laws, is really going to slow down our ability to maximize AI and stay ahead of China. And that got Trump's attention, apparently. And it's a decent argument. I mean, it's beyond a decent argument. It makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah.
The U.S. needs to avoid a collection of disparate state rules for AI, setting off a month-long frenzy that is expected to culminate this week in the signing of an executive order that will fix that somehow. Trump truthed out, you can't expect a company to get 50 approvals every time they want to do anything, Trump posted Monday. That will never work. And he's expected to sign some executive order, and I don't know how they're going to word it in such a way that that can't happen anymore, but it's really going to unshackle these AI companies and let them scream forward with whatever it is they're trying to do, for better or worse.
Yeah, I'm extremely skeptical about how successful an executive order would be in preempting state laws. Some general, hey, don't mess with AI. It sounds silly.
That's funny. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has said an executive order can't preempt state legislative action.
Hmm. Me and Ron. High five, Ron.
Yeah. Others in the Republican Party seem open to supporting Trump's approach despite their opposition to a moratorium on state AI laws. A spokesman for Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's pretty darn Trumpy, who, like DeSantis, has criticized state preemption, said she backs Trump's AI strategy and looks forward to working with him to win the AI race while protecting Americans, which is a nice phrase that doesn't get anywhere near a solution for the problem.
Yeah, I can see her chief of staff saying, Governor Trump's made an announcement. Do you want to go with the standard I'm with him gung-ho statement because it doesn't matter? And she said, yeah, that's perfect.
Well, so what do you think is going to happen? I mean, it is true. How in the world are we going to not get surpassed by China if you have to deal with 50 different states' rules for everything you try to do?
Right. Yeah, I should have made my sentiments more clear. They are as follows. He's right. He's absolutely right. It's true. But the executive order won't accomplish much other than saying, hey, let's look at it this way. It's like one of his truths.
So could Congress pass a law then?
Yeah, they could pass a federal law, but I think the chances of that happening are about zero. There are too many smart people in Congress who would realize any law we pass today would be outdated tomorrow. We're wasting our time.
Republicans have been promoting the preempting of state AI rules for years. The idea gained momentum in the last year and a half when Democratic states such as Colorado, here in California, and New York signed laws imposing guardrails on tech companies. And, of course, these guardrails are being put in place by people who have no idea what they're talking about, because nobody really does.
Or they're just responding to people's concerns about AI in a way that won't do any good, but they can portray themselves as, hey, we're trying, we're protecting you and your families.
Yeah. An executive order is a clear signal of the administration's robust commitment to a federal AI governance framework. The question now is what that framework will be. Well, I would say we better do it flipping fast, like by next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of tech stuff, I came across this the other day. I thought it was super interesting. Now, the source is Waymo. Oh, do we have a commercial here, Michael? Omaha Steaks. Oh, what a delight it is to tell you briefly about Omaha Steaks and their Sizzle All the Way sale. 50% off site-wide on the best gift you could possibly give somebody who does not need stuff anymore in their lives. They don't need a tie or a sweater or a decorative pillow. They need Omaha Steaks deliciousness. Burgers, dogs, desserts, so good, you name it.
So the Sizzle All the Way sale is this. You can get 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com right now. Yeah, half off everything site-wide. Plus, if you're a listener of the Armstrong and Getty Show, you get an extra $35 off with the promo code Armstrong at checkout. And, man, this thing shows up in the next however many days, and you're going to have all this food to prepare during the big Christmas break. How great is that?
Grass-fed, grain-finished beef, more marbling for exceptional flavor, the choice of steakhouses, professional chefs around the world. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites. OmahaSteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during the Sizzle All the Way sale for an extra $35 off. Use that promo code Armstrong at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's OmahaSteaks.com, and the code is Armstrong.
My only final comment I would throw in on what we were just talking about is China ain't worried about this at all.
No.
At all.
Could not give a crap. We're going to try to break out time. I'll squeeze this in very, very quickly. Speaking of artificial intelligence and that sort of thing, self-driving cars are clearly the future. According to Waymo, which is imperfect, absolutely funny videos surface virtually every day of three Waymos looking at each other at an intersection for an hour and a half. But crashes in intersections compared to human drivers over an equal number of miles driven, crashes in intersections 96% lower. Crashes with pedestrians 92% lower. Crashes with cyclists or motorcyclists 83% lower. Anybody who rides a bike, a motorcycle, can tell you, because you all know, if people are looking for cars, they don't see motorcycles. Nobody can exactly explain it, but people will turn left right in front of a motorcycle that's got a blazing headlight and it's coming at them. Anyway, lateral crashes, it's merely a 73% decrease. And as one writer commented after these statistics, challenge you to go for a walk around any American city, see what the drivers are doing while they drive. Texting. They're all texting. It's no longer texting while driving. People are driving while texting. Anyway, the gay-themed Seattle soccer match. Everybody's so excited about coming up. An hilarious matchup for that. Plus, ranking mammals by their monogamy. Don't check into that hourly hotel until you hear the next segment.
I look forward to that. And David Ignatius of the Washington Post believes there's hope for this peace plan between Russia and Ukraine based on the people he's talking to. We can get into that a little bit later. It's pretty interesting. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Holiday time is high crime season, but not all crime should be addressed the same way. According to a 2022 FBI stat, firearms are necessary less than 1% of the time. Byrna covers 99.99% of altercations, with the firepower necessary to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. So next time you think you need to use lethal force, think again. Start with Byrna. That's B-Y-R-N-A. Every family concerned about safety should have a Byrna. The new Byrna Compact is the world's smallest, less lethal pistol, concealable anywhere. It fires powerful kinetic and tear gas rounds that can stop an attacker cold up to 40 minutes. With 60 feet of range, you can confidently and effectively de-escalate a situation without the use of lethal force. No background checks, legal in all 50 states, shipped straight to your door. And Byrna is approved by the pros, trusted by hundreds of law enforcement agencies. Proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com today and find the right launcher for your family. That's BYRNA.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour.
known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. It's the Kia Season of New Tradition sales events. Red and Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Red and Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Red and Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Is that Bing Crosby?
And a Happy New Year.
That's probably from like the 40s. Wow. We were listening to a White Christmas the other day. That was the version of White Christmas by Bing Crosby you usually hear was recorded in 47, 1947. Mm.
If I could sing like Bing, I'd never shut up. That's right. First, I got to pay this off. There's some really interesting news coming out of Britain. They've got a new kind of woke party, and the Islamists and the wokists are starting to fight. Not surprisingly, because their views are antithetical to each other. Good Lord. Anyway.
A lot of people predict the conservatives are going to have a huge breakthrough soon.
I certainly hope so. So Seattle gonna Seattle. They got a World Cup match for the coming FIFA World Championships that are gonna be all across North America. Well, they announced that the big game's gonna be gay pride themed in Seattle. But there's a blind draw for who's in what matches. And they drew Egypt and Iran.
Wow!
For their gay pride match.
Wow!
How perfect is that?
Wow, so the fans of those countries, if they came to watch the matches, are from countries where you murder homosexuals.
Both Egypt and Iran criminalize gay relationships, and indeed in Iran, capital punishment is still the maximum penalty under the law for being gay or gagging with another person. Yeah, that's correct. So how freaking funny is that, Seattle? Oh, my God. Oh, you're so enlightened. We know. You can shut up now. Anyway, moving along, how monogamous are human beings compared to other mammals? And this study, the scientist assessed monogamy by comparing the number of full and half siblings in a population. In a exclusively monogamous group, you'd only ever see full siblings. Whereas in a more promiscuous one, full siblings would be rare. You'd seen a lot of, half-brothers.
I'm looking forward to this, and I feel like it can veer off into a pretty interesting discussion.
I certainly hope so. Here are a couple problems, though, with measuring humans. In most species, who you get it on with maps pretty well with who you reproduce with. But in humans, we can have 10 years of sexual relationships with various people that produce no offspring, but then we're married for the rest of our lives and have three kids.
Do animals have sex for pleasure only?
Right. Oh, well, that's an interesting question.
I don't think
but
they
so,
do.
Anyway, humans in certainly many humans consider it perfectly normal to. It's not a lack of monogamy. It's a lack of long-term relationships. You try various mates until you come up with the right one in a way that the animal kingdom doesn't really do. You can have 10 girlfriends before you get married and be faithful to all of them.
My son last night said, I need to find a hot chick who really likes dinosaurs and fat guys.
That's what the internet's made for, son. Anyway, so it's actually tricky with humans because of birth control as well. There are very few mammals other than humans that use birth control. But if you just look at the sibling outcomes, humans are pretty steadfast. We rank the seventh most monogamous on the scientists' list, coming right below the Eurasian beaver and above the lar gibbon. The most faithful mammal they can find is the California deer mouse. Surprising that in slutty, sodomy-soaked California, you'd have the most monogamous animal, the California deer mouse.
Right, but you're using terms like faithful or whatever as if these are determinations these beasts are making.
Exactly. They've thought it over and decided, you know, all this slutting around is just making me miserable. I need to find somebody I care about and settle down.
Or even if, even for human beings, you could be a human being that had, I don't know, pick a number, a dozen sexual partners in their life, and they were faithful to all of them.
As I said, right.
Yeah. So, yeah. In animals, it doesn't, I don't know how animals look at it.
It doesn't track that way exactly. Your number one's the California deer mouse, followed by the African wild dog. How about that? Boy, dogs in America don't look very faithful to me when I see them in a park coupling. There's a mole rat.
She was a bitch.
A mustached tamarin. You see the tamarin with the porn star sash, you're thinking that's a playa. You'd be wrong. Very monogamous.
The mustached tamarin.
That's right. Then you got your Ethiopian wolf, your Eurasian beaver, humans, then a gibbon, a meerkat, and a gray wolf. And then you get down to the slutty end of things. Bottlenose dolphins, orcas, macaques, and black bears took many of the bottom spots with 4% or lower rates. This kind of sheep, the Soay sheep, native to Scotland, known for their hardiness and small size, and also for their cheating hearts, their monogamy rank is 0.6% pure siblings, or full siblings.
And I gotta believe that's got something to do with their needs for procreating and keeping the species going.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
Right. And they make the point that,
The mustachioed muskrat, or whatever you were talking about, is not, you know, it says in the Bible that we should not couple with blah, 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 blah. They're not into that.
Right. And they mentioned that overall less than 10% of mammals are monogamous. Typically, males fight each other for access to females, copulating with as many as possible, giggity, to maximize the potential spread of their genes. Here's the question that fascinates me, and I'm sure there's science that I'm just not familiar with on this question. Like the classy mustachioed tamarin, are we genetically predisposed to monogamy, or did we decide as human beings us killing each other constantly to see who mates with whom is a bad long-term strategy? Can we all calm the hell down, maybe pick a mate and stick with her?
Well, I think it's probably kind of both evolutionary. I think there's all kinds of advantages to monogamy.
Yeah, putting religion aside, certainly, and moral teachings. Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, that is interesting. Some of those slutty animals. I'm disgusted by the whole thing.
That sheep. Oi.
Armstrong and Getty.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about... is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free. Now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center. In Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrelonis and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Alvey. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a festive fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro-arts businesses.
We didn't have tariffs, you would have no steel. We wouldn't have one steel mill anywhere in the United States. And that would be really bad for us, Scott, national security. We need, the one thing you need steel. You know, you can give up certain products. You can give up pencils. Because under the China policy, you know, every child can get 37 pencils. They only need one or two, you know, they don't need that many. But you always need steel. You don't need 37 dolls for your daughter. Two or three is nice, but you don't need 37 dolls.
Pretty interesting. So Trump last night kicking off a tour he's going to make where he's going to go around talking up the economy and the winds and that sort of stuff. But, man, continuing on that angle of your kids are getting too many toys. I can't believe that. It's a Jack Armstrongian position that, you know, cheap Chinese crap is no good anyway. We are better off when we have bought fewer things of higher quality. But lecturing America and telling them they ought to have different consumer habits is an iffy proposition.
Yeah, that's interesting. Anyway, maybe we'll play a little more from his rally last night. That's not what I intended to talk about. I want to talk about where we are on this peace deal that Trump has been pushing and lots of people have been pushing. Between Ukraine and Russia, and I was assuming it was dead, but David Ignatius, who's one of the great writers on foreign policy in America and has some of the best sources, says people he's talking to close to the deal, Americans, Ukrainians, and Europeans, think this might actually happen. And here's a simple description, David Ignatius writes, of what a peace deal should look like in Ukraine. A sovereign nation, obviously, its borders protected by international security guarantees, part of the European Union, and rebuilding its economy with big investments from the United States and Europe. I was surprised to hear that that's going to happen, or is likely to happen. Hmm. The negotiating package involves three documents, a Ukrainian official said. The peace plan, security guarantees, and an economic recovery plan. The talks are far from over, with Ukraine and European supporters planning to release a joint set of amendments today. Here are some of the ideas. Ukraine would join the European Union as early as 2027, so a year and change from now. This rapid accession to the EU worries some EU powers, but the Trump administration thinks it can overcome opposition from Hungary, which has been the biggest opponent. And membership in the EU obviously would foster trade and investment because you'd be part of that whole thing. The United States would provide, now this is where I think it's really interesting for the MAGA crowd, the America First crowd, the this is none of our business crowd. The United States would provide what are described as Article 5-like security guarantees to protect Ukraine if Russia violates the pact. Ukraine wants the U.S. to sign such an agreement and have Congress ratify it. European nations would sign separate security guarantees.
And the Russians are going to agree to that? It's de facto NATO membership, isn't it?
That's a good point. I mean, what's the difference between NATO and this? Doesn't make any difference if it's called NATO. And would Congress ratify that? Would the America First crowd be on board with that? Guaranteed. If Russian invades again, tries to take Kyiv, we're at war with Russia? I'm not sure what I think of that.
Yeah, I'm making my bad smell face. David Ignatius is a good writer and an insightful one. If he thinks it's in a shape that could turn into something acceptable, I believe him.
He said this is what the sources from the United States, Ukraine, and other European countries are telling him are the deal.
Right. I'd like to know their level of certainty or optimism.
Part of the reasoning is that Zelensky can't sell anything to his country short of this sort of guarantee, really.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that would be something, though. We have an attack on one is an attack on all agreement with Ukraine, with Russia right there, however many miles from Kyiv.
And a lot of people assuming that Vlad would just bide his time, restock his coffers with bullets, etc., and then go back to trying to take over the entire country. And that sounds like it would be very, very West-leaning, the nature of Ukraine in a way that the Russians can't accept. I'm very, very skeptical, partly because Putin always has as his option, you know what, I'm going to pound him for three more months, then we can talk again.
Right. Well, we're not even done here yet. Some of these are, so a demilitarized zone, that's not really that surprising to me, would be established along the entire ceasefire line, all the way from the Donetsk province in the northeast to the cities further south. Behind this DMZ would be a deeper zone in which heavy weapons would be excluded. This line would be closely monitored. It'd be like the DMZ that divides North and South Korea. So it wouldn't be that easy for Russia to just roll right through it. I mean, you'd see them coming.
Right. Closely monitored by whom and with what enforcement mechanisms? It reminds me of the bizarre situation where we at various times have come up with these agreements with Iran about inspecting their nuclear facilities. Then sometimes they just say, no, you can't come into this plant. And the people stamp their feet and write strong letters and file a grievance, and then we go on with our lives.
Well, and also in terms of the United States, yeah, sure, we got your back if they invade you. Just like we said in the early 90s when you gave up your nuclear weapons and we signed, what is it, the Budapest paper or whatever it's called, we signed an agreement saying we'll protect you from foreign invaders, just give up your nuclear weapons. And we didn't.
Right. Right.
And then this part, they got that big giant nuclear power. The largest nuclear plant in all of Europe is in Ukraine. We've talked about that before, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Would no longer be under Russian occupation. Negotiations are discussing the possibility that the United States take over running the facility.
Hmm.
All right.
There's a lot here.
Now, David Ignatius throws in his opinion here by saying the biggest mistake Trump can make is to insist that it's now or never. Diplomacy doesn't work that way, and as Trump has said many times, including in his book, the worst thing you can possibly do in a deal is seem desperate to make it. That makes the other guy smell blood, and then you're dead. Trump's definitely not looking like he's desperate to make a deal. Putin certainly isn't.
Right.
Trump should make a reasonable deal that will last. Otherwise, he might end up with nothing, and this miserable conflict could enter an even more destructive phase.
Yeah, I think Trump, speaking of being too hot to trot for various things, is too hot to trot for hanging another hide on his wall. Look, I brought peace between Ukraine and Russia, and Russia's sitting there thinking, I'm not observing this. And Ukraine's thinking, this ain't going to work.
Well,
but Trump still gets to point to the hide.
But if it's this deal, that's not giving away the farm. I mean, if they've got ratified by Congress written guarantees that the United States jumps in if Russia invades again, holy crap.
Yeah, I'm extremely skeptical that something like this will become the agreement.
I don't know about either end of it. I don't know that Putin would say, sure, I'm fine with that deal, or that our Congress would ratify it. And I'm not sure I'm in favor of it. I'd have to think about it more, but...
Right. Yeah, well, let's talk about arming them some more, giving them long-range weapons, or can we kick Germany again and tell them to... And give Ukraine more arms before we say, yeah, we'll commit American boys if Russia crosses the tripwire. There's a lot here that stinks.
How would we leap all the way from, we're not sure we should give you that weapon or not, to we're at war with Russia if they go any further? That seems like a hell of a jump.
Unless it's a hollow promise. It's really easy to make hollow promises.
Well, that'd be pretty awful.
Correct.
You do that a couple times and nobody believes anything you say.
That would be awful again.
Yes. Right.
Oof!
Okay. But that's where it stands currently. And again, Ignatius, his sources say that that is feasible, possible, could actually happen. That's what they're working on.
Well, pray for peace, prepare for war. And prepare for hackers and
hackers
and robbers and bastards who try to steal your identity online. And at Christmas time, a lot of people are given tablets and smartphones and that sort of thing, but a lot of folks aren't really super savvy about protecting themselves. And that's why Webroot Total Protection for the whole family is such a good idea. Granny's not going to fall for that. Your package is delayed. Link. Because Webroot, for instance, blocks risky sites before she could even click, among many other tools.
Oh, you're blaming it on Granny and dumb people. I think I almost did today. I got one from Audible Books. You're about to lose your credits or something like that. I thought, well, that can't be. And I went to click. I thought, wait a second. That might be close to the right number of credits. Yeah, so it's just somebody hoping I have Audible Books and would click on it. That's how easy it is to fall for something like this, and having the protection from Webroot's pretty handy. VPN for privacy, cloud backup. And right now you can save 60% for a limited time. It's going to protect all your devices.
Real-time antivirus, built-in password manager, identity protection with credit and dark web monitoring. If identity theft hits, you get rapid alerts and up to $1 million in expense reimbursement. Don't wait. Protect your devices, privacy, and identity for the whole family this holiday season into 2026 for less than $75. Again, 60% off. Go to webroot.com/Armstrong. That's webroot.com/Armstrong. This offer will not last. Act now. Live a better digital life with Webroot.
It's pretty clever that they do that. And, like I almost clicked on the Audible thing. You know, they're just hoping that they catch it. Like I get a PayPal thing every single day. Your PayPal account is overdue. And I know it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a fake one and I don't click on it. And I'm trying to figure out how to block it and I can't. But then sometimes I get your Buick has got a recall. And I never owned a Buick. So I'm pretty sure that one doesn't fit. But.
Yeah, it's an easy one. Well, given the cost of zapping out those messages, which is nil, if you get a 1 in 50,000 response rate, it's a huge win.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, unbelievable. Speaking of technology, I thought this was cool. It's good news. Good news. Do you know about Gabbro, Jack? Gabbro, G-A-B-B-R-O?
I do not.
It's an unremarkable rock. So cheap and abundant, it's used for gravel and building roads, but it might be part of how we break our dependence on China's critical minerals.
So it's the opposite of a critical mineral. There's plenty of it.
No. You get critical minerals from common rocks.
Oh, okay.
It takes technology, chemistry, all sorts of stuff to isolate the useful stuff from less useful stuff. I didn't even take a chemistry class, much less excel in it. But Silicon Valley, here's Oakland, California, a startup called Brimstone is processing this gabbro with proprietary chemistry and off-the-shelf equipment to produce aluminum, magnesium, and other minerals frequently imported from China. There's a huge boom in, all right, let's get loose of dependence on China on these critical minerals and rare earths and the rest of it, which I think is great.
I'm tempted to go off on my Isaac Newton alchemy tangent, which I've been holding on to for quite some time, but maybe some other day.
Wow, wait a minute. That sounds intriguing. Science-y.
He was more an alchemist than he was a mathematician. And we didn't know this until fairly recently.
Wow. Alchemy being a bit of a, please.
All for religious reasons. He was a very religious guy, but he had to hide that at the time because it was so uncool.
Alchemy or mathematics?
Alchemy.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm not super up on the history of, they're trying to turn lead into gold. I read that in school.
That's not what alchemy mostly is. For some reason, we were misled about that our whole lives.
Damn schools.
Damn schools.
Wow.
It's mostly a religious thing.
What?
Yeah.
Now you gotta tell us.
I don't know if I do. Anyway, we got more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
All right, the year's almost over, and if you think next year's gonna be calm and predictable, you're dreaming.
The world is a mess. And if you're waiting for things to go back to normal, that's not a plan. That's a gamble. Here's what smart people do. They protect themselves. And that's why I recommend my friends at Noble Gold Investments. These guys have been doing this for over a decade, helping regular Americans keep their wealth safe with real gold and silver. Not some digital nonsense that disappears when the market tanks. Physical, tangible assets that are yours. So while you're sitting around the holiday table, think about this. The best gift you can give your family isn't under the tree. It's peace of mind. And Noble Gold delivers that 1 ounce at a time. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now and grab their free wealth protection kit. NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And listen to this. Trump just threatened to raise tariffs on Mexico by 5% if they don't send more water to the U.S. Smart. If there's one thing I feel totally confident in, it's water from Mexico.
Remember when we learned several years ago that whole don't drink the water thing is pretty much true anywhere you go in the world, just because your body has become accustomed to water here or wherever you live. And when you travel to someplace else, their water is different and often upsets your stomach. And it's not just Mexico. It can be any first world country where that happens.
I'd say I missed that or didn't know it or something. I mean, because in Mexico, you'll be very, very sick.
But it can happen anywhere just because you're not used to. Like the people in Mexico don't get sick from drinking the water because their bodies have accustomed to it, is the theory. I don't know. I didn't do the science.
Drank water in a lot of places around the world and done fine. But
true. Yeah. Although I've drank water in Mexico and done fine. So, so I was talking about Isaac Newton and alchemy, like we always do on Wednesdays. So I was on this Isaac Newton kick about a year ago or whatever, and read a couple books about him. He's understudied, absolutely fascinating dude. And I got pulled into it actually by this secret stuff we learned about him not that many years ago. Isaac Newton, father of mathematics and inventor of all these physical principles, you know, laws of motion and all these different things. But his main thing that he had to hide there in England in the late 1600s because of the religious climate was religion. He was a very, very devout religious person, but his particular view of the relationship between Jesus and the church and all these different things wasn't what was in favor at the time, and he would have gotten thrown in jail if his thinking and writings had been out loud. So he was really into alchemy, which we were taught in school was all about turning lead into gold, which it often was. But that was not primarily the reason for alchemy. And I kind of wonder why books didn't tell us this at the time. I think there's maybe a reason. It was mostly a religious thing. It was about, it had to do with the way human beings can change and blood into water and all these different sorts of things, fitting in with the Bible and their theological beliefs. It wasn't just purely we could take lead, which is easy to find, and turn it into gold and become rich. It was way more a God thing, and I think they wanted to downplay that for some reason. Anyway, Isaac Newton, one of the greatest scientists of all time, was super into it. He wrote more about this than he did about anything, about gravity or anything else. He wrote more about this, but it was hidden. And nobody saw the papers until the 1930s. Isaac Newton's papers went up for auction in the 1930s, and because the famous economist, Keynes of England, that Keynes is in Keynesian economics, John Maynard Keynes, he bid on them, won the Isaac Newton papers, and discovered all these writings about all of his theological, spiritual stuff about alchemy. Nobody knew that Isaac Newton had this side to him until Keynes the economist bought these papers and then wrote a couple of books about it and revealed it to the world. He was more a theologian than he was into physics. But he had to hide it from everyone.
Wow. Wow. How interesting. Brilliant guy, obviously.
One of the more brilliant people in my spare times,
maybe I'll go ahead and invent modern mathematics.
One of the more brilliant people that have ever lived. And the fact that he had to hide all that from everybody, and it just fairly recently got discovered by a famous economist.
All of history is grossly oversimplified, partly because you almost have to. Although I just ran into a great unmasking of the idiot 1619 project and the notion that American slavery was so much worse than we really invented slavery in the United States.
Oh my God,
our
that's
slavery
a dumb
was
thing to say.
So much worse than other slavery in other parts of the world, and this obsession with self-hatred, and it's just not based on fact at all. But if somebody with an authoritative sounding title tells a bunch of youngsters that that's the truth, they believe it. And you can't blame them, really. That is troubling. Because we've got a couple generations of people with really perverse beliefs about this country, and they're 100% certain that they're right. But what are you going to do? Do a better job of policing what's going on in schools, for one thing.
No freaking kidding. There's a decent chance that book is being taught in your kid's school.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, particularly in blue states. Yeah, it's absolutely obscene.
And it's horse-ass. It comes out of the south side of a northbound horse.
Yes, it does. I mean, for one thing, the incredibly tiny percentage of the Atlantic slave trade that ended up in the continental United States. I mean, it's a tiny percentage. The vast majority of the slaves were sent to Central and South America. And there's... Now, what time is it? No, we don't have time for this. But maybe we'll get onto that another time. But the many, 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 many more slaves survived in the territory that became the U.S. or in the U.S. than in South America, which is why they have a lot of descendants here. Because if you were sent to clear the jungles of Brazil, you were going to die. Anyway, more on that another time. Are human beings designed to be monogamous? I've actually done more reading on that question. It's interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Huh.
Okay. I feel like we are, but you think that maybe that's just a... I don't know. We'll discuss it.
Don't put your dirty words in my mouth.
If you miss a segment or an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Much more to go.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know what's special about giving? It doesn't just help the person who receives the gift. It does something for you, too.
It's really as simple as this. The fastest way to feel joy during the holiday season, and always, is to give to someone in need.
The Salvation Army sees it every day. A hot meal, a safe place to sleep, a paid electricity bill, a kid unwrapping a toy on Christmas morning. Those are real moments your gift makes happen for your neighbors in need. And the best part? Every dollar you give stays local, making a real difference for people in your own community.
So, this giving season, don't hold back your generosity. Start giving today. With $25 a month, you can provide 70 meals a month for people in your community struggling with food insecurity. That's huge.
Think about the impact you can make on your neighborhood with this monthly donation.
So go ahead, give with joy, and feel it come right back at you. Donate at SalvationArmyUSA.org, or maybe drop something in the red kettle near you. Listen for the sound of the bell. SalvationArmyUSA.org. One more time, SalvationArmyUSA.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.